It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. There are more than 20,000 people incarcerated in our state's 37 correctional institutions and centers from the latest weekly census. 114 youth are incarcerated at juvenile facilities, mostly at Lincoln Hills, the youth prison slated to close. So I'm set up for our conversation, which is where we start, on juvenile corrections with Wisconsin Department of Corrections Secretary Kevin Carr is here. Join in along the way, 800-642-1234. Secretary Carr, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate, and thank you for having me again.
Good morning. So with the Milwaukee Common Council recently approving a site for building the new youth corrections facility to replace Lincoln Hills, what is on your mind about this site selection?
Well, what's top of mind for all of us in the Evers administration and especially at DOC is that we start to engage the community in the various processes that are going to go forward in getting this project completed. It was not a surprise to me, but it is amazing that there are multiple processes that have to go forward at the same time. You have the legislative process, you have the building process through the Department of Administration, and you have the approval process that happens at the local level with the City of Milwaukee, where you have to go through various zoning committees and public works committees and all these other approvals that have to be obtained before you can actually break ground and start building up a project of this magnitude. And at each one of those steps, there's going to be a considerable opportunity for community engagement.
So you have to check a lot of boxes before you break ground. Is there any timeline estimate on when that might happen?
Well, you know, we started our community engagement efforts this week. There were two meetings with various community groups who have an interest in this issue. And the schedule for the processes on the city level, those are being developed. As you probably know, the city government is not shut down, but a lot of folks are on vacation in the month of August, and we're just getting back to work in September. So a number of those things are moving forward as quickly as possible.
Given the sky-high inflation, the supply chain problems, the labor shortage, is $42 million adequate to build the facility that is envisioned for Milwaukee?
Well, you know, those budgetary details are what we know at this time. As we move forward in the project, they will continuously be evaluated to ensure that there is sufficient funding to complete the project.
There are currently 69 male juveniles at Lincoln Hills in the latest census. The facility was designed with a capacity of 519. How many youth will this new Milwaukee facility hold at capacity?
Right now, our plan is for the facility to hold 32 youth. And we have to keep in mind that our Type 1 facility that we want to build in the City of Milwaukee is part of a larger statewide plan that takes into account that there would be some additional county-run facilities and additional alternatives to incarceration that would be created for the youth as we move forward.
Well, when you look at the overcrowding situation at the Milwaukee County facility, the Val Phillips Juvenile Justice Center, how does that situation inform how you go forward with this Milwaukee facility to replace Lincoln Hills?
Well, as you may know, and just recently the legislature authorized additional funding to Milwaukee County so that they could increase their capacity and participate in the statewide plan by building a secure residential care center for children and youth at their current location in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. So that is also part of the statewide plan, as well as the same type of county-run facility is being built in Racine County. They just were authorized additional funding so that they could complete their project as well.
Let's bring on a call now. Jeremy is joining us from Sheboygan. Jeremy, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a relative who was incarcerated at Lincoln Hills in the early to mid-90s, and he was the victim of supervised torture by the, I suppose you would call them guards there, serving weeks on end in solitary confinement, forced participation in Fight Club-style events as 16-year-olds, and just a complete bedlam supervised by the guards. Hearing that this is going to move Lincoln Hills from Milwaukee, or from where it is now, to Milwaukee, Milwaukee's record of behaving law enforcement officers and correctional officers is probably just as abysmal as it is where Lincoln Hills was. And I'm just wondering, like, what are we going to do to protect these children from the hands of the monsters where there is a historical precedent of systematic supervised torture of children?
Jeremy, thank you. Secretary Carr, go ahead.
Okay. Jeremy, thank you for your question, and I'm really sorry to hear that your family member had the type of experience that you described. What I can tell you now is that, you know, those activities and similar instances that occurred under the previous administration have not occurred under the Evers administration, which started in January of 2019. I can certainly tell you that, you know, what we do now is we have changed the whole philosophical operation of Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake from that of a formal youth prison to that of a treatment facility. We have focused on trauma-informed care. We've implemented a something that is called DBT, or Dialectical Behavioral Therapy, as the primary treatment program for all the youth at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake. You know, in fact, I would just mention that DBT is a cognitive behavioral therapy that help youth control their emotions and their behavior.
I want to jump in here, but it is, you know, treatment with a staffing crisis. You know, the June report from the court-ordered monitor says that, you know, the staffing issue of not enough counselors is causing youth to be confined to their rooms for long periods and creating deteriorating attitudes and behaviors among the youth. What is being done about that?
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that, Kate, because I will tell you that today the monitor will be releasing another report, another quarterly report. And that report indicates that things have improved considerably. Our hiring is up, and we're able to provide more time out of their rooms for the youth. We look forward to hiring more staff in the next month or so that are going to enable us to provide as much out time and programming for the kids as possible.
Let's pause there with Kevin Carr, Secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. Join in on the system, probation, recidivism, what you want to explore about your experience in a state correctional facility, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with the head of the Department of Corrections Secretary, Kevin Carr, looking at a range of issues facing our state's prison system, including the workforce shortage. We're going to get at more at there. The corrections department staffing and vacancy dashboards, they show more than 1,400 vacant positions at adult facilities. Join in on the system in our state, 800-642-1234. Kevin Carr, Secretary of the Department of Corrections, stays with us. Let's go to Lisa now in Appleton. Lisa, what's on your mind?
I just have a question, sort of a two-part question. With that Lincoln Hills being vacated in the years to come, those 500 and so beds, is that still sort of slated for rehabilitation with adults? And then would that also help alleviate the thought that we need to build more prisons in the state of Wisconsin with the help of those 519 beds?
Lisa, thank you for that. Secretary Carr.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa, for that question. I welcome those two questions. The plan is for us to convert Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake to a minimum security drug treatment facility. And as you indicated, it was built to hold 500 persons. We anticipate that that's going to create about 400 additional minimum security beds that we believe are sorely needed in our system and will eliminate the need for us to consider building new adult prisons. The governor and I really have not looked positively on the possibility of spending close to $750 million to build any new prisons in the state of Wisconsin. We believe that there's a lot of ways that we can achieve public safety, because public safety, there is no higher priority for our administration than public safety. I was in law enforcement for 40 years before I became the secretary. I was the U.S. Marshal, and I was at the Milwaukee Sheriff's Office for 30 years. Public safety has been my priority in my working adult life. So, you know, we're going to do things in a way that keeps the public safe, and that includes looking at strategies that will reduce recidivism as well as provide folks in our care with the skills, training, and treatment that they need so that when they release, they don't come back.
But it seems like with that vision, you envision a growing population of incarcerated people in Wisconsin. And in Governor Evers' 2018 campaign for governor, he pledged to cut Wisconsin's prison population in half. And, you know, it was at 23,000 at the end of 2019. We're looking at about 20,000 now. When you look at, growing the Lincoln Hills site as a minimum security prison, does that mean growing the prison population in our state?
No, it doesn't. It just means reallocating our prison population in a way that right sizes the operation of our facilities. See, if our system right now was the design capacity is about 17,500 beds. As you indicated, we're at about 20,000 beds. So we still have a long way to go just to get to the design capacity, let alone anything beyond that. The need for those minimum security beds is high. And in my opinion, in the 4 years that I've been here, I really believe that a lot of our most critical work with folks in our care happens at the minimum security level. Those are the folks that are going to be releasing to our communities really in a short amount of time. And so we try to provide those folks with as much programming, training, and treatment as possible to get them prepared to reenter our communities. So more minimum beds, the better.
Secretary Carr, you alluded to this earlier, that you are staffing up, at Lincoln Hills to look at those staffing shortages for a moment. At adult facilities, over 1,400 vacancies right now. Governor Evers gave that $3 an hour pay raise to correctional officers in March. What are you doing about this workforce shortage?
We are doing everything that we humanly can to advertise, to try to attract new employees, and those pay increases have actually reduced the number of retirements. So you have two issues. You have getting new people in the front door, and you try to slow down the number of people going out the back door. Now, there are opportunities at the Department of Corrections where a new employee can make $31 an hour starting. So here's my pitch to anybody that's listening that's looking for a public service job that is related to public safety, that want, you know, job security and a really diverse and exciting career. Go to wisconsin.gov and apply for the Department of Corrections. We are seeing, as a result of those pay increases, increasing numbers of applicants, and our classes are getting larger as the year has progressed.
So the additional pay raises have helped, attract and retain employees?
That's correct.
We have less than a minute left, 30 seconds. Budget request to the governor due next Thursday. What is your top priority?
Well, you know, there's a number of priorities that I really can't identify for you at this time because, you know, our budget request is confidential. But what I can say about our budget request is that it's going to be focused on providing services to the persons that we care for in our system in a variety of ways, whether that's increased programming that we believe leads to higher public safety and technology improvements that will help us deliver services to our population.
Secretary Carr, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Kevin,
thank you for having me.
Yes, Kevin Carr, Secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. Just ahead, we check in on traffic accidents and fatalities. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.